It's the Tailcast, episode 190, When Their Heart Breaks.
And this week we cover Dota 2, Dark Souls 2, Crown of the Sunken King, Seven Days to Die, Star Citizen, and Breaking Hearts. Stay tuned.
Suck it!
And not a surprise intro.
I know, right?
Love them.
Well, I kind of ended on a work conversation, and that's kind of hard to intro on.
When it's him, it's not a surprise intro. Have you noticed that?
I see that.
It's all about favoritism. It's all about the money, boys.
That's how the world works, though.
Big Dan.
I understand, Big Dan.
We're going to play Vengeful Spirit.
You really playing Dota over there?
He is. That's what he said he was
doing. Why not?
Evidently, training me to play Dota has got him hooked again.
Well, let's see. Have you fucked my key bindings? I don't think so. All right.
So
apparently you're going to be destructive for the whole show. That's amazing.
Tramp protector. There you go. Wow. As we're getting back, it's me, Justin.
It's me, Jason.
It's Rusty.
It's me, Earl.
And we are back for yet another episode.
I'm not going to play Dota. I want to.
You want to.
He's like, I need it. It's
my blood now.
Well, look off the Simpsons.
She's hard, but this army that in my vein.
Bring it on.
And Barney won the death pick for life.
Just start a tap.
Well, I was going to say, it's been kind of an interesting week because there hasn't really been any new releases that we've talked about.
No.
So, and we've got a bunch of big plans on things we're doing. We got a gauntlet coming up on Saturday.
The second.
We're trying to learn Jason here and how to play Dota. I'm
trying to school him.
I mean, he can't be lumping a lot. You know,
we want him to be good enough that he feels like he can hold his own against people that are not M or Ren.
or me.
Ren playing Warlock, yeah, right?
Yeah. That wouldn't be a winning strategy for us to play against.
No.
Or M playing anything.
He's got like fucking 3 years on that game now or something.
Well, and for you guys that don't know, did we already say, we said Dota 2, right?
We're talking about Dota 2.
Yeah, you already said Dota 2.
And that's what the gauntlet's going to be. We're learning Jason. If you want to play, just let us know.
So is that what the gauntlet is for Dota 2?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I will not be there.
Oh, come on.
I don't have Eric in my computer.
Yeah, well,
Stone Age.
I am. I'm still on DSL, son. DSL.
Wow.
Dick sucking lips?
Exactly. Everything I learned from you.
Oh.
I heard they called you back in Camp Onawana donkey lips.
That one slid right in.
I'm not going to be talking about sliding anything under anything. Or into anything.
Oh, that's how he won the Olympics, remember?
No.
That's how that worked. That just makes me think of something Rusty was telling me in a car about wishbones.
Oh, jeez. We're not getting into that car.
Sounds intriguing. I need to know more.
No, we're not getting into
this conversation. Oh, to be a fly in that car.
We're not getting into this conversation.
People are listening.
People need to know, Rusty.
People can look it up.
I thought he was going to say people can suck my dick. I would have thought he was going to say
No, I wouldn't do that to our listeners.
As you shouldn't, because they pay your bills.
I love you, man.
Might love their faces.
Or girl.
Love them faces.
I love you, girl.
That's funny. Girl, you know, girl, that was just my cousin. Girl, that was my cousin. So you said back in the day, who was that girl? Girl, that was my cousin. I promise. Tell you a true story. Way back in the day, I was dating a girl and I worked for a place called Bartek. And it was their last Christmas party they had because they had outsourced to India way back in the day whenever outsourcing wasn't a good thing.
Well, outsourcing is not a good thing.
Anyway, so we had this Christmas party, this company Christmas party, and it was a free open bar. So, you know, me being 21 and dumb, you know, I'm
They must not have had a very tight HR policy.
No, it was amazing. It was down there at the Doubletree.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing that, and I get drunk, and I forget I'm with my girlfriend.
You forgot
your girlfriend? I was with my girlfriend. We were going through a rough patch. We're not together anymore, apparently.
Well,
but there was this girl, and it was funny because towards the end of the company, we would go on different sites, and she was one of the ones that was like, pay so much a minute, you can chat. We're like, oh shit, that's her. So me and my friends were like, oh shit, that is her. So we were doing
that's
that.
Called internet porn.
I know, right? But no, you didn't. I didn't go into it. It was just there. So
and you didn't pay?
No, I didn't pay.
Oh, come on,
company
now.
Dime. But so we brought that up, and she was like, "Oh, I'm so embarrassed." And I was drinking White Russians, and I had so many in me. And I was like, "I was like, girl," and I had some cheesy ass come online, girl. And she liked it. And then I kissed her right in front of my girlfriend. And that was the story how Earl lost his girlfriend that night. Yeah. And I had to walk home. She took my car, oh, my keys, shit. And took herself back home. And I'm like,
"Done,
damn it." Then the other girl was like, "Oh, you got a girlfriend? F you." Then they left, and I was pretty much a drunk man. And one of my friends had to take me home, and I just slept in my car. Slept in my car and left the next day.
How'd you sleep in your car? She took your car.
Well, I got home. The door. I had a key. I had a key to the door to the trailer because we were classy. We lived in the trailer. But I went in and got my key and left. Yeah, wow, it was good times.
Wow,
good times. Well, yeah. More of the story. Don't drink and hit on a girl in front of your girlfriend. When you tell the other girl, "I got no girlfriend." Come on. I was 21 and full of hormones.
Your girlfriend didn't say anything during the entire exchange?
She was waiting to see what happened. I went and got a beer, and she was like trying to cut off, to just like, don't give him no more. And I'm all like, I work for this company. I was a total belligerent drunk dude. It was horrible.
I'm the CEO's best friend.
I was like, I called the dude Isaac. And I told him, if you don't make me a drink, I'll get him to throw your ass off this love boat. And then he wasn't going to do it. And I'm like, do you see this fucking badge? I work for Vartek. Fucking make my drink. Martini boy. I said that one.
Martini boy.
And he did not like me after that.
Wow.
But then he left, and another girl came in, and she was kind of cute. And I worked my magic, and she made me so many White Russians. Dude, I'm telling you, I drank so much Kahlua vodka and milk that night. Oh, so.
It was a horrible hangover.
Oh, it was great. Wow. I enjoyed it. I'm not going to lie to you. That was like one of my bad decisions I ever made that was okay.
That was terrible.
My ex-girlfriend was a total biatch.
Rusty don't want to tell the story, so I won't tell the story.
No,
respect
don't.
Let's just say there was a conversation about the wishbone, which is defined on Urban Dictionary.
That's a football defense play.
Or is as that offense? Glorious gap between the thighs that women spend all day in the gym trying to achieve.
I love lamp.
Yes.
You know, where the thighs have never met?
It's just...
That's the part that you divide.
It's beautiful.
And there's
it's
that glorious little gap.
Oh, you bastard.
Did you... Wait a minute. You sound like a freaking 14-year-old that just discovered his dad's Playboy. And you're like, oh my God, that's amazing. All
right, well...
Right. Did you discover your dad's Playboys over the weekend? That's a question that everybody needs to know.
Or was your dad
classy and it was a hustler? You read the Q&A session because Hustler always had that Q&A session.
I read the articles, Dad.
The confessions that made it sound like they were calling in asking for like Dear Susie or whatever?
Dude,
and it was like,
I have a friend.
I noticed my stepdad's older brother and I felt moist in the spot I wasn't supposed to. I've never read those magazines, but that's how it goes.
Wow.
That's okay. I just remember finding a friend's dad's penthouse forum. The whole collection of 2 years worth of penthouse forum.
Are we going to go into our dad's fucking porn collections now?
I hid under the bed. When my
why not? Earl brought
I
it
had,
up.
I hid under my dad.
My father was very religious, so there wasn't a porn collection.
I hid underneath my stepdad's bed whenever he found it, and all of them were scattered around, and he was like, I know you're in here. And I'm like, but I hid behind some boxes and he looked under there and there was boxes and he didn't move them, thankfully. I got my back porch painted red, something fierce, because the bathroom onto it. So it was both doors. Well, he had one, the one out in the hallway was cracked, and I'm young and I think he's gone. And I get out and I go to run and my ass gets by the back of clothes like a horse collar like that. And he's like, what are you doing in my room? And I'm all like,
I was looking at the party.
Grounded for a year with a back porch.
A year?
Yeah, my old stepdad was ruthless.
When they found... Oh, shit.
It was worth it, though.
Shit.
It was worth it,
everybody's
though. Everybody's playing around.
How old were you?
Oh, 10.
10?
Some say that's called child abuse, but back in the 80s, it was just called a good old-fashioned country ass whooping.
Needs more of it. All right.
I don't need more of it.
No, the world.
Oh, well, that's
world,
true. The world does.
The current world.
That is a true statement. But that's not what I'm here for.
That's controversial right there.
I'm not. I'm not here for all that.
We're not really here for politics.
No, no, we're not. Gamer Girls Gone Wild. Man, that would have been a great Playboy. You missed that boat.
I know, right? Playboy, you're missing a wonderful opportunity.
Hey, Hugh, I know you listen. Get us some tickets to your mansion and we'll talk about it.
Get us a Gamer Girl issue.
I just want to get to the mansion.
Get some Game Girls.
Apparently, we got some people with stutter and damn.
Son of a bitch.
Why are you cussing?
I don't know. Just because
we can.
Because it can.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
It's my God-given right to cuss.
I can do it. I like all those fucking memes with a guy with a flag and a shotgun. With a tornado in the background.
Miracle! Panzer.
Oh, I love it. I'm gonna teach this tornado the American way.
That's funny.
Give me a PBR.
Good old PBR. The American way.
Jesus. Oh my God.
Pibber. At least we'd drink that in Gran Torino.
I can drink that shit.
That was a great movie, too.
It depends on how... So back not even that long ago, when I didn't have as much money as I do now, when I was more broke than I am now, that was kind of a throwback.
The Pibbers?
It's easy. It's a dollar wherever you go for the most part. Of
We always drank Natty Light because the Beast was horrible.
Oh, fuck Natty Light.
Actually,
all three are pretty much on the same
level. My ex-wife's grandma lived in Indiana. Water. And she liked the Beast 6-point, and it was so horrible. The people from Indiana, they like to drink nasty stuff.
Mm-hmm. What the hell?
Word.
So get back on track, Rusty.
What the hell have I been doing?
I don't know.
So let's talk about Wishbones.
That's the question.
Well, you know, it was amazing. Yoga pants this time of year is amazing. Anywho.
Female listeners, he's
single. Keep in mind,
he
works at a college.
He's a single man.
This is what, at the college, this is what we call the full preview.
I thought he was going to say the full money, and I was like, that's not what it means.
All right.
Now, if there was girls walking around with the full money,
this is the time of year where the barely legals come in to apply and enroll for college.
I like that pervy uncle.
Well, no, that's my boss, actually.
You sound like a pervy.
That is his boss.
No.
Fester. Oh, dude, I got introduced to a dude in Estonia via Skype as Uncle Fester.
You should have asked that dude if you could meet some women there, because there are some
My boss is going
women.
There.
Well, you should ask to tag along, because the women in Estonia
at where?
Are quite beautiful.
What? Estonia.
Estonia.
Have you ever seen Estonian women? They're like...
I thought you were talking about like a bar or
no,
something.
No. In the country, Estonia, they're supposed to be one of the most beautiful women. And there's like three to five to one women in Estonia.
It's amazing. Men.
Yeah, it's like 3-1 or 5-1 ratio, women to men cap per capita.
He's going there. He's going
to
go there.
He's
going
to find himself a wife, huh?
He's staying with his friend while he's there, and he's only going to be there for a couple days.
You only need
right down the road from where he's at is a bar that is Texas-themed.
Yeah, you better go
so
there.
So he's got a full there. Fucking suit, cowboy hat,
he needs
and things like that.
Listen.
He's going in there, and now listen to this. Have you ever heard of the... Have you ever heard of the playbook, the legendary playbook from How I Met Your Mother?
Yes.
All right. He's going to play the Persian Prince, Texas style. And the Persian Prince is basically, he's rich, he's just in town, and you just, you find your target and you just go, like, I'm big oil. He's got his Texas. I can't do Texas.
Good Lord!
But he's got it down.
Good
he's
Lord!
Like,
you
got
to go to another country to lie.
He's
how sad is that? I got to go to Estonia to lie to a woman.
He's gonna go to Estonia. He's going to Berlin, and he's going to Amsterdam, and he's trying to get his ABCs. If he comes back with. One of each.
What's the C
if he
one again?
If he gets
what's the C1 again?
If say? He gets
no, what is the place you said? You said Estonia, right. Berlin, and what?
Amsterdam.
Oh, that's not ABA. That's not the ABCs.
No, he's
ABE.
Yeah, well,
Amsterdam's an E. Oh, Estonia. That's an E. Never mind. Yeah,
he's
ABEs.
Going for a chicken A, a chicken B, and a chicken C.
Well, you can't do C if you're going to Estonia.
No, he's going to find a chick with
he
a
gets
first
the, he
name.
He gets the point, Rusty.
All right, so...
At this point, he's just provoking me.
If we're on the internet, I would be trolling you right now.
Oh, good sir, good there sir. Go. All right.
I'm going to pull this up for
deserves
you.
Deserves
anywho, anywho, he, you know, if... The key word is if he can only post on Facebook one time while he's there because of international data rates and whatnot. So if he posts on Facebook, bingo, we know that he's hit his goal. So
he's going to be playing off rich and he can only post once while he's down there?
Yeah. Fucked up, isn't it? All right, so...
Is he on like a $200 budget or something?
Balling on a budget.
You know how expensive the apartment... He has to rent apartments because he's going with a bunch of people. So for 2 days in an apartment, it's like $1,300.
Holy shit.
So, but he's splitting it over like 6 people, so it's not that bad.
Heaven on earth where every girl looks like a supermodel.
What's that? So you gotta share.
That's like just a hand. This is like a brief preview of what the women in Estonia look like.
Dude, I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just saying. And they're always at bars.
There's wishbones there.
Apparently.
There's wishbones there.
That's where you
there.
Go. It's like, oh, looking for a man. Let's go to a bar. I'm just saying.
So, that.
There's Miss Estonia.
So, I've been, you know, because I'm working there in the lab, my boss, he's going to Estonia, and the director for the area is going on vacation for 2 weeks. So basically, I've got the run of the lab for 3 weeks. It's awesome. But let's see, other things I've done. I backed some potato salad.
I saw that. Here's a typical Estonian. Now that is the kind of girl you could bring home to mom.
Or, you know what? I heard from my boss that Estonian women have an obesity problem. Based on those pictures, do you see anybody that's obese?
Well, they're memes.
That's actually a website showing you the typical Estonian woman.
Well,
yeah. I'm just saying, I've ever done research on microfish when I was younger, and everything once I found Estonia was a real life.
When I was younger.
Yeah, listen, it was the internet when I was in high school. You had to use microfish. Anyways. Everything I ever wanted, I always wanted to go to Estonia. I never got to go there. But still, that's like the motherland right there.
He's gonna go there.
Really should tag along as his.
He's gonna do a whole bunch of documentation. He's gonna take a bunch of pictures, of course.
He's that sleazy uncle. Yes, I have a rich Texan.
Yeah, right. He's going to his last stop is Amsterdam, and there is a green light district and a red light district. Mm-hmm. So he's gonna go to the green light district. He's going to order something called a space cake.
Well, you might as well. That's a cake made from NASA.
You know what space cakes are?
Well, I know what a space cake is. I'm not dumb.
Dude. He didn't. I didn't. Well, I had to do research on this shit.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do.
So he's going to go to the green light district and then go to the red light district. So he's going to order a midget.
Apparently he liked our podcast from the other week.
He's going to say loud and proud, I'd like a midget.
He's probably going to get one that's like two.
But I did back the potato salad Kickstarter. I am looking forward to my bite of potato salad. Mm-hmm. And no matter how spoiled it is, it's going to be tasted right here in the podcast.
I love it.
So
I love what I'm hearing.
I'm
going to be there when you do it.
It's supposed to be delivered in December.
Yeah, I saw that on your little picture. I'm ready to taste the green hell. Watch it be like the nastiest thing in the world. This sucks! $3!
I'm interested to see how he's going to ship that shit, though.
It'd be nice. Hope it's like in a cryo, like a little nitrogen-sealed freezer bank or something.
But he's got to deliver because he's fully funded now.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
I haven't checked
it. $10 doubled itself.
I haven't checked it, recently.
Well, you know.
Kickstarter.
The $10 doubled.
I've got it saved on my links here. See, he's actually gone down.
Oh.
What happened was is he had almost $60,000.
Yeah.
And a bunch of backers backed out. Now he's got down to $52,000. Well, he changed the picture on it.
Oh, that's true. I remember that.
So he changed.
But he also there was an issue I was reading where there were fake backers too, and they had to weed them out.
Yeah, true. But I'm a real backer. I put $3 down on the table here, and
heck yeah, you are. You're a real person.
And he's got some new videos up there. So oh, does he? That.
Nice.
I want to check that out.
He looks
so
happy. I've had $52,000.
4 days to go. So if you want to back and get a bite of this shit,
I don't
you
know
might
if
want to do that
enough time by the time this podcast is put up.
Oh, yeah.
When's it end?
4 days from
it's
now.
4 days from now. So yeah, you got time.
Do it now.
Do it now. So
kiddos, do it now.
Oh shit, what was I doing? Oh, I played a lot of fucking Dota.
Like a lot more than what we did?
Well, we played for what? Almost like 3 or 4 hours, you know, just the three of us.
Yeah, last night.
Yeah.
How'd y'all
and then,
do on that together? Did everybody
Jason,
hold their own?
What?
Everybody hold their own?
Well, we were playing bot matches to get Jason to, you know.
But did y'all hold their own?
Yeah. He did okay. He didn't die all
well,
the time.
Well, that's good, though. You didn't die
That's
all
true.
The time.
He was dying less and less of the time I was playing.
Yeah, so yeah, he's picking it up. But when I introduced him to it, I set it up on the laptop and we started playing, what, like midnight? And.
Oh, when we started playing Saturday?
Yeah.
No, it's like 11:30.
Well, something like that. We didn't get done until 5 o'clock in the fucking morning. He was ready to go. I'm like, dude, it's 5 o'clock.
I'm still got a couple hours in me.
Right? But
oh, when I was young and did it, I remember doing 24 to 48-hour sessions on Dark Age of Camelot. Just loving
shit.
It.
I had a 24-hour session on WoW. I regretted that
smoking,
shit.
Smoking a carton of cigarettes, sounding like an old Jewish lady. Honey, give me some beer. That lady off of Ma's Diner, the one that smoked the bomb, I was like, I called him my boyfriend. I don't know if you ever saw the commercial, but that clip, but that was amazing.
But yeah.
She was funny.
So what did
you... Yeah, a whole lot of Dota. Yeah.
Got that, and I'm trying to get away from that shit. Oh, God. I got a new love for Sniper.
Nice.
Because pew pew lasers.
Pew pew! Pew pew!
And then playing around with a couple new characters, but we're gonna play. He's been chomping at the bit to fucking play on my laptop. We were trying to set it up on his TV, and fucking that wasn't working out so well. Because as soon as we did get it set up on his TV, his wife came home.
Yeah. Actually, it sounds like you're doing something illegal. Watch my home, my car! What are you
no,
doing?
No, she oh, literally, I'm sitting there, I'm about to start a match on, you know, on the television, and I'm sitting there with the fold-out fucking table, my lap, you know, the keyboard and mouse, and I'm ready to go. She opens the door and does not even walk in and says, the fuck are you doing?
Nothing, huh?
I'm like, I'm going to play some Dota? And she just gives me that look, and I'm like, dude, we need to go to our room or something.
Oh, she was mad. You're playing Dota without her, man. I'd be mad, too.
Well, she doesn't play games. Well, yeah. She does play Borderlands.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Counting her out already.
So have you guys seen this thing on Twitter that was happening that was 50 Shades of Grey, but written by a dude?
No.
No.
That's funny, though.
So let me just read a couple of these. You guys are
really?
These are pretty funny. Says, are you ready to be tortured in a way that a woman can torture a man, she asked. I nodded nervously. Okay, she said, and I ate half my chips. This other one says, hurt me, she begged, leaning over the dining table expectantly. Okay, I replied, your turkey's too dry and your sprouts are overcooked.
Damn. That's hilarious.
You haven't gotten any sandwich recently.
No, it says... Here's another one. It says, I'm your slave, she said breathlessly. Make me feel completely helpless and worthless. So I locked her in the shed and went to the pub.
Man, I can't believe they're coming out with a movie for that shit.
I would have thought it would have been like I handed her a jar of pickles and left.
Go to your sadness corner.
So I did, and I
said. I got at least one more. This one's pretty good.
All right.
My tongue flicked in and out, faster and faster until she was completely helpless. No woman can resist a good lizard impression.
Oh, that's hilarious. I love it.
That is amazing.
These are pretty good. These are pretty good.
50 Shades of Grey, man. That takes me back about a year or two.
Yeah, I remember the John St. John, the dude from Duke Nukem doing Fifty Shades.
Yes.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Even if you hate Duke Nukem, watch that. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So, Dota, you did a lot of Dota. Did you do anything else besides Dota?
Played a little Spaz.
Are you to the point of zombies?
Yeah. It's starting to get a little difficult. I mean, it's... You know, I'm starting to get towards the Galactic Core, so I'm trying to end that game because I, you know,
I hate it.
I don't hate it.
Oh, I don't know.
It's just becoming difficult.
I just wanted to say I hate it. I'm so American. I hate something I don't even understand.
Fuck you.
I hate it. I don't even know what it is, but I hate it.
Oh shit! What else? Oh, I played the second. No, I played that. I was going to play the last Kentucky Zero Act.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't get around to it. I wanted to. And I can't even look at what games I've played recently because this is my laptop and I do it on my desktop. Oh! Desktop!
What?
That's right. I ordered parts for my desktop.
Oh, yeah. What'd you get?
I am getting a... I'm gonna have to fucking, you know, I'm gonna look this shit up because I want to make sure I have this all right. But I ordered new motherboard, new processor, water cooled system.
Why are you reading that off the site that says things that sound awesome and techie around your techie friends?
Well, you know. What the hell?
You don't have to lie to us to be our friend, Rusty. Just saying.
What?
You're our friend no matter what.
Oh, there it is. Okay, so.
Thanks.
It is.
Thanks for acknowledging my feelings.
Here you go. There's a fist bump. All right.
Me and Rusty just fisted. You feel in the dirty work.
It's a i5 4690K, 3.5 gigahertz.
You're getting a new processor?
Yep. Every time I do a motherboard upgrade, I get a new processor and I try a new cooler. So this last time I did it, it was 4 years ago.
I didn't realize it had been that long.
Yeah, it's been a while. So it still runs well, but I want to make sure that I future-proof it, and if I've got the extra money to future-proof it.
So future-proofing maybe in 4 years.
Yeah. So I'm doing the motherboard and processor now. I found out my motherboard does not fully support PCI Express 3.0, which...
So you got a new motherboard.
So I got the new motherboard. It's SLI compatible so that when I get another disbursement, because, you know, this is what student loans are for... I go and buy two video cards, and I will never have to worry about, well, I will hopefully not have to worry about a new video card upgrade for a while.
That's
a long while.
That's proofing, sir.
But, yeah, I got that, and this is the first time I'm experimenting with water cooling, because
Trent's doing it now.
Yeah.
He loves it.
Hard water cooling is really cool. It helps it keep it down a lot.
Well, I mean, it's a lot less complex than what you think. All it is, it's a radiator over your chip. So over the processor. So you put a radiator on the processor and you water cool the processor that way.
Well, this one is, it's basically kind of, it's got the cooler, which is a kind of a puck that is on the processor itself, has an intake and exhaust tubes that will mount to a radiator with a fan on it that's on the back side of my computer. So it's going to take this giant, I have a freaking 6-inch tall cooler on my system right now. So it's going to free up a whole lot of space in my case, but and hopefully get a whole lot more air circulation in
there.
That's
me, sorry.
Freaking giant.
I think
giant
it's me,
coolers,
at least.
But can't wait for that to come in. I just ordered that not too long ago, and that's going to...
Remember that $5 you borrowed the other day?
Oh, well, if you want $5 here, you're going to have to do something to the thing.
So I lent it to you. I'm repaid. When I win the lotto, I guess you're not getting an entourage status. $75K a year, bye-bye to you.
All right, fine. I'll give you $5.
No,
man.
No, I don't want it now.
Fuck you then. All right. And then I got
that's what you've been wanting all these years, Rusty.
And then I've always wanted to get a modular power supply just to clean up the cables in the case a bit. So I picked one of those up as well.
That's always a good investment.
I say this week I did something. Well, I was actually helping Holly upgrade hers, and we got our modular power supply, 850 watts, and then a 770,
I'm trying to remember the exact model, but 770 basically.
Mm-hmm.
And threw that in there, and she was having issues with it turning on and off, and I figured it's probably the power supply or a short in somewhere in the motherboard. And turned out it was just the power supply. The power supply on there was pretty small.
Mm-hmm.
We basically got it right under budget when we did that build the first time, so
right.
The bigger power supply, I think, helped. And then obviously it was enough power to run that card, so she said she hadn't had any issues with it all because it was turning off like literally every 10 minutes.
Wow.
So, which is why she wasn't PC gaming at all. But she had ordered that, we got that installed, and then now I'm looking at computer upgrades because once you start installing shit for one of your friends, you're like,
yeah, it's always like crying. It's like, man, I really want that.
It's the same thing. Of course, immediately after ordering the parts, I got to my car, look at my car, and my tires are bald, and I'm like, man, I should have put the money towards tires.
Right.
Yeah, we go up to Warehouse Market, and I'm like, man, that tire sounds funny. So I get to out to look to see if it's flat.
It's not flat.
It's not flat. It's almost completely bald.
Yeah, well, you know, priorities.
You gotta have them, dude.
I'll say, I kind of decided just to... actually, I'll start with me last. What did you do, Jason?
Dota.
Yeah.
Hey, so as a newcomer, how hard is it to pick up on?
Not really that difficult to pick up on. It's more...
Had you ever played League or anything like that?
I played League slightly.
So you had a basic idea of the concept of how it worked.
I'm running more of, when it comes to actually how to run characters, I'm working more off of WoW knowledge, which translates fairly well. It's just a lot of the powers work differently. And your roles are obviously different.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, you don't really have to have a tank for everything. It's just good to have somebody tanky. And your tanks aren't always obvious. It's like a Razor can be kind of tanky, and a Death Prophet can be really tanky.
It just depends on what gear they pick up.
Yeah. Yeah, the Death Prophet that I was...
I always rock a hard on Death Prophet.
I bet you do.
You do?
Yeah, wow. I always get her up to like 2,500 or 3,000 health.
3,000. Well, you go
he
with...
He said he rocks a hard on.
That's what I heard.
I got a lot of outfits for her.
Were you that dude that got caught with the...
No, I haven't played as much as some people, but I have played a lot of Dota and garnered a lot of the different items. But I happen to have more for Death Prophet than anybody else.
See, I don't have a whole lot of stuff.
I have a lot of stuff for characters I don't play that often, like Morphling. I have like two sets of shit for Morphling.
Yeah, that's because they just kind of throw that shit at you. I don't know. Morphling's got his, if you know how to play Morphling, you can rock face with Morphling, but. If you don't know how to play Morphling, you're just kind of...
I think the nice thing about Dota is the characters are so varied. Like, some of them are obviously hard. Like, new player or experienced player probably shouldn't play Meepo. Like, Meepo is just, like, one of the hardest characters in the game to play. Or you can play a Phantom Lancer, like, completely wrong. Like, anything where you have to control more than one unit at a time, for the most part, can be pretty difficult. But the characters where you are simply just controlling your own character, aside from stuff like Shadow Demon or... Like, even, like, the stuff where you don't have to learn, like, different creatures' abilities, like, playing Enchantress, that'd be a really hard player for a new character, or a new guy to play.
It's difficult for me to play. I don't play an Enchantress like the pros do. I mean,
well,
they know
the,
which...
They know which creep to grab.
Yep.
And they also know how to micro that creep to do other things while they're doing something. It's having some... If somebody has enough player knowledge and coordination to play two characters at a time... Those are the people that should be playing those. But people like me who can't do that very well, like I'll stick with my regular-ass characters like Necrophos or something like that. I actually felt pretty good about that Necrophos I was playing last night.
Yeah.
I wasn't playing him as a carry, I was playing him as total support, but I felt, I had like two deaths or something, you know?
That's not bad, two deaths.
That was the match I was playing Sniper, wasn't it?
Yeah, a Sniper's really good for new characters, or new players. I mean, essentially... You just scout with a shrapnel, and then you pretty much just either snipe or just right-click stuff, and it blows up.
I was shooting people. I was shooting lasers, and I just amazed me. I was having the most fun playing Riki.
You know, I'd never played Skyrath Mage until... I didn't realize he was much, like what that character was until I watched International, because I hadn't seen him played that often.
Mm-hmm.
And after playing him, I was like, yeah, he's got a really slow-firing shot, but it does a decent amount of damage after you cast that... It's got like a magic debuff you do.
Mm-hmm.
You cast that, and like at early levels, you can like two-shot somebody with that guy.
Yep.
Nice.
So like after I kind of got used to him being kind of a glass cannon, it was not that hard to play him.
That, and he synergized really well with the Jakiro stuns. The
freezing. Right, because they do that ultimate. The ultimate cools down like every 40 seconds or something stupid.
Yeah. Takes a lot of mana to do, but hey, whatever.
That or playing... I will be honest, I enjoyed so far playing Drow Ranger the most, but that's just because I sit there and I'm almost like a minigun once I get somebody on my side.
It's a good character to learn with. I think Drow Ranger is one of the first that I learned with. Her and Clinks were the two that I kind of learned with.
I learned with... I learned with Sniper, Drow, and Crystal Maiden, which, I mean, I always go back to Crystal Maiden.
Notice that, I mean, like, Drow is... Like, her ultimate is just shoot harder.
Yeah.
Like, there is no activation for that. The only thing you really have to activate is just the silence.
Yeah, and...
And that's... You use that tactically, but you don't really open fights. You just jump in when they start.
It's so much easier to use now that it's a wave.
Yeah, because you don't...
It was a point... It was a point ability where you had to... It was a round area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that you just point and shoot, it's...
Well, it's got a little bit of a knockback, too.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of like a little mini stun. Which is kind of nice.
But... So, Dota overall, you're starting to kind of get the hang of it.
Yeah. It's something I've needed to get into for a while. I knew I would enjoy it once I started playing it.
And it's addictive once you start playing it. You just have to play with friends. That's really the biggest thing. If you're playing with friends, it's not that bad to get into. It takes playing some practice matches with friends. I mean, now at some point we'll get out into the real world with Jason. That'll be a different experience.
Right. Well, I was telling him while we were playing, I'm like, this being a bot match, you're not going to see certain things that you're going to see online.
Yeah.
Like, the bots will generally know, you know, to go back and, you know, to back up and go forward.
Real people will take risks that a bot won't take.
Right.
Or they will chase you because they hate you.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can piss somebody off.
Back when we played Warhammer Online, I always chased Gary Busey.
Of course, Gary Busey sucks.
I chased him down, and he used to chase me down, too. It was like out of nowhere, Gary Busey was there with my ass. Oh, I hated him so much.
But, I mean, just in general, like, people are different than bots. Yeah. You're going to get a way different experience with it. And just getting used to the mechanics of the game is good for with bots. And you can play on hard bots, and hard bots are actually fairly hard.
Well,
but
that's a matter of perspective, because the pro players think that the hard bots are really easy.
But they're pro for a reason.
Right.
They're playing many, many hours daily.
Let's see.
But,
I mean, they've got passive, which I didn't start them on passive. I wanted some, you know, I wanted them to fight back. So, started off with easy, and then we were playing a couple medium matches last night. But, I mean, there's
honestly,
medium,
I think
hard, and unfair.
I think we could get to the point with him that we could do hard. I don't know about unfair. I don't think I'm that good at it.
No. So, yeah, but...
I mean, they were even denying me endpoints, and I was like, this is pissing me off. Your butt.
Yeah. Well, the AI, I mean, that should be brought up, too. They've upgraded the AI for the bot matches, so they act a bit more natural. They do take risks. I've noticed that in the medium matches, that they will take, you know, take risks.
Noticed it those last couple matches last night.
You know, and sometimes those risks don't pan out for them, and sometimes they do, but, you know, it gives you a better idea of how to approach...
Well, it's just like baiting players into doing things that they shouldn't do. Like,
yeah.
It's not something you're going to learn very well with a bot match. I mean, they're going to simulate it some, but, like, that's half the game, or half the metagame, is baiting people into doing things they shouldn't be doing, or making them feel overconfident, and then just letting them get wrecked when you have your buddies ambush them.
Yeah. For me, when I first started, it was trying to work out items. Like,
well, those guides are easy.
Oh, the guides make...
It's not necessarily the guides themselves. I mean, the guides do help a lot. But, like, when to get the items, when to pull the courier, when to, you know, and, you know, your position when you're pulling the courier. You know, you want to know, you don't want to have the courier going across their jungle or stuff like that.
Or across the entire fucking map.
Right. It'll take forever.
And if you're a support, you don't want to pull the courier to get a meaningless item
when a carry needs something.
So it's got nuances.
You know what's crazy, though, too? I mean, I noticed this after playing it last night. Like, I wasn't really following the guide anymore. I just knew what items I wanted as a support.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, okay, I need a mechanism. Okay, I know what I pretty much need. It's going to show me. I don't remember all the components. Okay, now I remember.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that. I know that most of the time I start off with branches and consumables and wards when I'm playing support. You know, like, I just automatically know that at this point instead of having to look at the guide for it.
The guide just makes it easier to grab.
Well, and you just notice, like, stuff like, if I have a character that has no escape, like, Necrophos has no escape, damn it, he needs a force staff. You know, yeah. I need to have a way of getting the fuck out of the place, you know?
Force staff or blink stagger. Probably the blink. A couple times.
Well, the thing with the blink dagger, though, is if you're taking any kind of damage, you can't use it. Whereas a force staff, you can just double click it, and in whatever direction you're facing, will shoot you that way. So the way that I set it up is WASD for movement around the camera, and then I use my number keys for my items, and I always set force staff for one, and then I set my mouse for all my abilities. So I got a shitload of buttons on my mouse, but my 1 through 6 are all mapped. We got to get a better mouse.
Well, that's what I was using.
This is what he was using.
Yeah, so everything's on the keyboard, which is fine with me. I can navigate that, not a problem. But I have these long, spindly fingers that'll.
One of the things that I was looking at is there is config file edits that you can do to Dota that will change certain things. Like when you're hovering over an ability at the bottom, you'll notice that you get the rangefinder circle.
Yeah.
But if you just hit the hotkey for it, you don't get the rangefinder circle. What you can do is you can change some configuration file in Dota. It's completely legal to change that enables that, so that you can use that. You just hotkey and you'll get your rangefinder so that you know whether or not you can use it.
Oh, that's interesting.
There's also one that I was really interested in. You know how you're trying to get last hits?
Yeah.
And you right click on something and it hits, and then you'll go to the right, to the next creep,
right,
and start hitting it. You can change it so that your left click is you basically position yourself next to the creep, left click, and it does one attack, and that's it. And that will work on both, you know, on creeps, towers, and your own creeps, so that you can use it to deny. So, and I mean, I never use left click in that game. So,
except for movement.
Well. Right, I use right click for movement, and I've got attack move.
Oh yeah, but so for me it's Q is attack move, so I use that because I was using my 8 key on my mouse, but that's like way the hell down, and it's a little bit cumbersome for me to do that.
Right.
So I just started using Q as my attack move.
Right. The
Default.
The left click is basically just select, a unit select.
Right.
So if you change that and you don't ever use unit select, you can keybind unit select to something else. But you can just use that one key, the left click, for denies, which I thought was really interesting. And if you notice, if you're on online, you know how the some melee characters will, you know, redo their animations a bunch of times
until they hit.
That's them doing that configuration. So it resets.
We need to set this. I need this site.
Yeah. See.
I've been trying to figure out how people do that all the fucking time.
Yeah, so I figured that out. If I can find the proper website, I'll link it up on the Facebook, so that everybody that plays Dota can take a look at it. And you know, if you have more, I'm always into more because there's individual character config files too. So if you like certain things for a certain character, you can change the config file for that certain character, and all it does is change how the key bindings work.
I always wondered that because, I mean, getting used to the animation, you could get the wind-up going like, oh, it's not going to work. Click again. Click again.
But in the vanilla experience, you don't have that. You're going to wind up and you're going to throw. You know, so that was something interesting that I found that I haven't played with, but I found it, like, yesterday. So I wanted to test it out. Didn't have time today, but I'm already modding my Dota experience.
didn't realize it was a thing you could do.
Yep. I'll show you on break. I think I've got the link saved on the laptop. If not, I can find it for you.
So you just played Dota?
Pretty much.
Yep. Earl?
Oh, hey, guys. How's it going?
He's over there playing mobile games.
I am.
Zoning out when we talk about Dota.
I don't pay attention to Dota at all. I'm not saying it's not a good game. I just don't play it. I'm about to burn
Well, here goes.
Ah, you're dying. Fuck y'all. Uh-oh. I'm out of stamina. Oh, God. No.
Earl, what are you playing?
I'm playing Ravenloft. Oh, no. I'm dying. Oh, I just smashed up. Bandit. Oh, I'm dead. Okay. I'm playing Raven Sword. Hold on, let me get out of here. So, it's a fun game. It's called Raven Sword Shadowlands. This cool little dude with the hood on. I know they can't see it, but
I can see it.
It's right there.
It's cool.
It's pretty much as close to Skyrim as you can as I can find on a tablet. As you can see, those guys had their way with me and I died. But anyways, so it's fun. You go in and you're a warrior. And you're fighting all these dark elves, and then you go in there and you whoop some ass. But then it does a cinematic, and like this great big explosion happens. Then you wake up in a house.
Let me look at it real quick.
Yeah, well, this is just.
I just need to see an example of what it looks like.
But anyways, so that's the guys. But anyways, so you get up, you make your character, you give them a name, and you find out there was an explosion and everybody died but you.
Of course.
And they don't know why.
Yeah, because.
So then you start doing. You can die if you like.
I just did.
There you go. They'll whoop your ass. You go on around town, your little town, and you go meet a guy, and he's I forget his name, and he's like, "Oh, here's a whole bunch of gear. You need to go find the Archmage." And you go out. Long story short, there was a gate open to the Shadowlands, and it's let some things out, and you've got to get up to go fight them. You're the only one that can do it, just like Skyrim. But, so the first thing you do is you find this lady, and she's like, "My son's sick. I need you to watch him while I go to work." And you're like, "All right, cool, let's do it." And you go in there, and all of a sudden you got like three bandits. And they're like, "Our honey brought us a bee." And you have to fight them. And with it, there's a little circle in the middle, and that's what you have to have aimed on the people, because if not, you don't really hit them, which is cool. I mean, like, if in real life, if I'm fighting you and I go, I'm not going to hit you, you know what I'm saying? So I got to be right on you. And the way you block with the shield is you hold down the attack button, and it'll throw up the shield. But if they hit you, you still take damage, force damage,
right,
in real life. So it's got a cool element to it. You kill them, you go back out to her, she's like, "Oh, thank God you're alive. They threatened my life." And you have two options. One is, "Nah, don't worry about it. No harm, no foul." I paraphrase. The other one is, "I'm disgusted by you. You suck. I'm going to go tell the guards." So I was like, "Hell yeah, you disgust me. Get out of my face." So I felt good. I told a woman off, you know, in the game. Because she tried to get me killed. That's why I told her off. So then you go out and you kill some boars and you go fight some trolls and you fight some goblins. And there's a trapper. It's like, "Oh, the Ignatz." Just like Skyrim is. And the voice acting in it, you can tell, is independent. But anyways, the thing that was pissing me off for a while is you go to this house. When you go to the second part of the town, which is the rich part, where the archmage lives, and she's like, "I left my window open, and there's a robber, and I think he stole some stuff." And that's why he's making the joke last time, was about the tightrope, and this dude was whooping my ass. But
he was getting his ass whooped by the controls.
Too. But what's funny is I died, so I went to go saw the Archmage. He's like, "Here, use this gem. This is going to help you out." And it was a fire gem, so it lets you shoot fire out of your hands. I roasted that dude. I jumped off the top of the roof, took some damage, drank the healing potion, and the dude came down. And I used all my endurance to burn him. And I put my shield up, and I'm rocking backwards, and my endurance fills up. And I'm like, "Ah!" And I burnt. That's how I killed him, basically. Burnt the crap out of it.
Graphics aren't bad. I mean, it's about like Oblivion.
It's a unit. It's Unity. It's what apparently the new graphics engine they're making all the apps with. I don't understand it for gaming apps. But it's fun, though. I've been doing that, and I have to go save this girl that's stronghold herself in the castle, and these little three bandit dudes are whooping my ass. They've been stuck on this one thing for the last 3 days. So it's fun, though. I shot some dude in the head with a crossbow, and it hurt him, but he got mad at me and killed me, so.
You know.
Other than that, I'm playing Card Wars, playing with the kids. What did I play? I went weird and I played Madden. I don't know why I played football, but I decided to. And
I won a couple, and then I thought I'd be big and bad and play on the online mode. I'm like, come on. People aren't playing Madden 2010 or whatever I have. Yeah, this is some 13-year-old punk that knows how to play football and whoops my ass and talks smack to me. So then I just pull my headset out, mute the TV, and you see his little microphone. And then after a while, they just quit. If they don't hear you, if they can't...
Talk smack?
If they talk smack to you, but you don't hear them, and they get mad, they'll end the game really quick. And it's fun because it counts as their loss. I'm like, I won. At least for me, it does. I don't care about the stats.
So you can hear the person you're playing against.
If you take the headset out, it plays through the speaker in your TV.
I get that, but I mean, so any match you enter with matchmaking is going to put.
If they have the microphone,
they're going to put you in a chat room basically with them.
Yeah, because you have the party chat. But I mute it, and you can see them talking smack, and then it'll go like that. And it'll stop in like a couple minutes, but the guy's not hiking the ball because it's always on their turn. Then, and it stops, and I'm like, are you gonna just? I'm thinking he's not gonna snap this ball, and then all of a sudden it's like, your opponent has left the game. I'm like, yeah, I won this because he's talking smack, and I know he knows I can't hear him, so pretty much it's useless if the 13-year-old can't talk trash. I unmuted it one time, and the kid was like, you're a fucking faggot, homo, answer me. If you don't, you're probably sucking some guy's dick. And I was like, mute. And I just waited. And he's like, you're no fun. And you can hear the moment when their heart breaks. It's amazing. It's fun. Oh, I loved it. I loved it.
There's a title. The moment when their heart breaks.
The moment when their heart breaks. So then I stopped it. And I was like, I don't care if I won this game or not. That was a victory. So I did that. And just been playing just little things. Working a lot. The wife's been working a lot, so we've been going to bed early.
Earl breaking hearts and playing with guns.
That's right.
She's going to go with Earl, I win by default.
A B is a victory is a victory, my friend. I don't care what you say. A W is a W. And then at work, just been working. So
I just found out that Grim Sword Shadowlands is actually on Steam.
Nice. Oh, y'all going to get some kicking ass at that. That's got better controls.
$6.99 right now.
This was I got this on the free app store, This was $7 actually, but it was free because it was part of the, during the Steam sale, it was the $100 worth of apps for free. Like, there was a camera on it. I'm like, nice. Here, guys. But I got that. That's how I got Card Wars, and I got that. And there was some, I downloaded every single app they had, and then I'm like, oh yeah, it's too advanced for me. I'm just going to delete that. No, I don't use that. That's gone. I don't care about that. But I got it all through Amazon, so it's all on the cloud, so I can download it anytime I want to again for free, and then it goes on all this stuff. So like, I could literally pull up my phone over there and go to the Amazon App Store and download that onto my phone. It won't work. I think it's a Kindle, but the other apps I can. So, yeah. You know, win-win. If I get another Kindle, poof. But I don't know. I have to win that, though, because I got that for free. I'm not going to pay money on a Kindle. Are you crazy?
This guy's, I got it for free. I got this for free from that one website.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could probably say it because anybody can go to that website.
Yeah, we're good.
But anyways, but yeah, I went off of there. I was like the last week they did the drawing, and our, what is she, admin assistant? What is she?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, but she was like, oh, did you get my email? I'm like, no, what? And I was talking to a different vendor, and she was like, oh, yeah, you won the Kindle. You need to come to my office from blah, 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 and it wasn't the vendor site he was from. I'm like, oh, I'll be right there. And I got it. I was like, hey. And I got the cool. The only thing I don't know is how to take this out of the case, but it came in this case and everything. Yeah, hold on. I don't want you to disrupt my game.
I'm not.
You don't get to play this.
All right.
I'm just playing. You can play it.
All right. Thank you.
Don't play it, though.
Loadless.
Well, if you kill them...
Where's the buttons?
It's on the screen itself.
Oh.
Yeah.
See?
Like I said last time, if you could have someone jump in and play, you can kill them for me, and then when I go home and I talk to my wife, I'm like, yeah, it's not the podcast. I'll whoop those guys' ass. I'm taking the credit. I'm not going to play around. I'll take credit for it. That's what I've been doing. That's basically really all it.
Right on.
So, you know, hey, good times.
Holy crap.
You're going to die. It'll make you madder than Dark Souls. Because it's the controller.
Speaking of.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap.
You died, didn't you? They will whoop your ass,
like two
dude.
Hits.
And what's messed up is you don't get to see the cutscene. On the cutscene, she's like, don't hit that again. You're just getting mad. She's like, I'll never tell you. And she's looking right at you. And she knows you're there. And she's like, do what you must. And it's like, crap, now I got to go defend your ass. She knows I'm not bad enough. I don't know how to
do it. All right, Hugo. So speaking of Dark Souls.
Yes.
Dark Souls.
Crown of the Sunken King came out last week.
Ooh, I shared that on the FaceTube. Did you see that?
Did
I shared
the FaceTube
everything about it.
And you know, here's the thing that I didn't know. I posted this on Twitter, but I decided to get my Dark Souls on. And
Dark Souls on.
Downloaded the expansion. And then I go to play it, and I'm like, I'm looking on like Reddit and a couple other things. How do I get to Crown of the Sunken King? And I find out it's in an area that would take me probably about 20 hours to get to.
What?
And I'm not... What I should have done is instead of finishing the game like I did and starting on New Game Plus, I should have just left it so that I could go straight to that. Because now I'm going to go play the hardest section of Dark Souls on New Game Plus.
Ouch.
I've only beat two bosses on New Game Plus so far.
Yeah, well, you know.
And it was difficult. It was really difficult. I beat the the giant, I can't remember, the last giant. And he has more attacks, different attacks than he does on the regular game. Mm. There's also a shitload more red phantoms everywhere. I don't know what that is. It's
they said, look, let's make some more people pissed off. Just throw a whole bunch of
there's a lot,
in there.
And there's a lot more, like there's the, I can't remember the name of the summon sign, but you can summon people into duel. And there's a whole lot more of that going on right now. Like you can summon in anybody at any point, it seems like, where I'm at. To duel, I'm like soul level 159.
Really?
So I'm on New Game Plus, and I was looking at different builds. Like I still had a couple of soul vessels, so I could restack him up.
Yeah.
And I ended up doing like a spell sword, so to speak. Like I'm basically a sorcerer that enhances his knight abilities. So I'm more of a knight than I am a spell sword. But it ended up being pretty cool because I got the magic sword. You know, or enchanted sword spell,
yeah.
Which makes your hits hit really fucking hard like a fucking truck. But I'm hitting that last giant, and, like, you know, New Game Plus, I got the magic sword, I got the fucking two-hander, I can't remember what, it's a really rare sword that I found. And this thing hits like a truck, so it already hits at about 450.
Yeah.
With the build that I have right now. With the magic enchantment on it, two-handed, it hits for almost 700.
Nice!
It hits like
truck. You get like a Sherman tank.
It still takes about 20 hits on the last giant to kill him with that.
Wow.
Where before, that would have been about 4 hits for the regular game. I'm just like, damn, this is ridiculous. And he doesn't let you hide out behind his feet. Like, there is, like, an opportunity every minute to hit him. So, it's definitely harder, definitely trickier. It's fun, but, like, I was stuck on the Pursuer the other night for a good 2 hours trying to beat him. Whereas the first time that I did it was... like 4 tries and I just breezed right through them.
Really?
But it definitely feels like you start a new game plus on Dark Souls, the original, or Demon Souls. It always said, you know, the real Dark Souls starts here, the real Demon Souls starts right here. You'd
mm-hmm.
always find that message somewhere. I found that message several times in the game now that I'm on new game plus.
Nice.
So definitely harder, definitely lots of little things that are different. Like I'm not finding any Estus Flask. I think I did find an Estus Flask shard, but I'm finding actual different items. I got different items when I defeated some of these red phantoms. I've gotten completely different items than things that I've gotten in the first game. So, but overall, like, I know it's not... Practically, I don't know if I can make it because it's so hard to Crown of the Sunken King by the end of next week. Like, it's my birthday on Thursday, so I'm going to be doing shit with my family.
Happy early birthday.
And, you know, I'm going to be having fun, and I'm not going to be playing video games that day for the most part. I'll be goofing off with people.
Right.
So it's...
As well you should, sir.
So, you know, I mean, I don't know. Like, I want to play it and beat it so that I can review the expansion, but Jesus, doing this on New Game Plus is, like, fucking ridiculous. I'm almost to the point where I think I ought to take one of my other characters that's, like, 15 hours in the game and just, like, truck it all the way to that spot with one of those characters to review it. It's just their build's not as good. I got a sorcerer, and I'm still not real great with the sorcerer. And he's stuck on the boss fight that was advertised in all the commercials, the horseman in the chariot.
Uh-oh.
And
yeah.
Sorcerer just gets fucking melted in there.
Nice. Well, you can dodge that shit.
Yeah, you can dodge.
Dodge.
Well, dodge is all about... Dark Souls is all about dodge. But the problem...
Strafes.
But the problem with where that area is... So, that it's a big circular room where this guy just gallops in a circle, basically. And there's these... sorcerers inside there that are summoning all these skeletons, and you gotta kill them really fast. So the sorcerer, like, you kinda have to line up your shots. It's not like you can free aim very well and shoot. You pretty much should melee your way through that entire part until you get to him. Now, if I can get to the regular boss with him and not die to these fucking skeletons, I could probably whip some ass and just stay at range and just pew-pew him to death. Because boss fights with a sorcerer are fucking
pew,
easy.
Pew.
But it's the regular mobs in that game that are fucking hard with the sorcerer. But
there's a lot of regular mobs in that game.
Yeah, there is. And the area that guy's in, it's an optional boss. I just want to beat him.
I would hope that you get a little bit higher level and then maybe go back and whoop his ass.
That's what it was.
What?
Oh, never mind.
What?
Oh, I'm done talking about Dota for right now, so I found I found the website.
So, but yeah, enough Dark Souls talk. I played a whole lot more 7 Days to Die because they released yet another patch, and I think I'm going to try to... I'm going to talk one of these guys to Skype in with us at some point. I really am.
Are the developers for it?
Yeah, I was really encouraged. So, like, Rooster Teeth, huge fucking website. Like, they've been doing the Red versus Blue. They do Achievement Hunter, which has a really high viewership. They found 7 Days to Die a week or two ago. And apparently, like, it made some big waves. So, I'm really excited for the Fun Pimps to get a little bit of exposure because they were doing it. There's a lot of positive comments on the feed, like, oh, what is this game?
Mm-hmm.
Because it hasn't been huge on the radar. It was a fairly small Kickstarter for a game. They raised $500,000 as compared to a lot of these other ones.
Great.
But it's an extremely fun game, and I feel like they're really on the cusp of something great. Like, I know that at some point they're adding in the quest mode, which would be really cool, but the big update that they're about to do is a seed... a seed generator. So, like in Terraria or Minecraft or whatever, they have a world seed they put in, which does basically random environments.
Right.
So, instead of the same map they've been doing this entire time where they just keep adding structures, about to implement the map seed, which means that everybody's world is going to be different, which is going to be a huge fucking update for that.
Yeah.
So, basically, for everybody that's a Minecraft fan, this is amazing. This is so much better than Minecraft. I like Minecraft a lot, but I mean, just imagine Minecraft with like Half-Life 2 graphics mixed with zombies, which, I mean, people can hate or love zombies. The reason that zombies are fun in this is it adds the tower defense element to it, and that's really what they're there for. It's the making the traps and everything else is really fun. And then co-oping with your buddies and going and scavenging houses for supplies and then coming back to your... I have a gas station that I'm on right now, and I like lined it with all these fucking like tree trunks that are sharpened, plus all these like fucking spikes in front of it.
Gosh,
it's just fun. It's stupid, endless fun.
It's hard to think Rooster Teeth started with Red versus Blue 11 years ago.
Oh, well, it used to be called Cockbite.
Yeah,
that's where Rooster Teeth came from.
Yeah.
But yeah, Achievement Hunter has been doing or thinking about doing an ongoing series. I've done a couple episodes so far. And just their sense of humor playing that game and watching them die over and over and over again is really fun.
Yeah.
And then after playing so much, I don't know, like 130 hours of gameplay in that, watching them noob it up is really funny because they're like making things out of like logs, which is a really dumb idea. Such a waste of wood. But just watching them goof off through it, I noticed that the developers were commenting on it. And I found out actually about it through... Steam, they had a note on there, hey, Rooster Teeth discovered us, you should go check out this gameplay video they did if you're kind of interested in it. So, I'm kind of hoping it catches on. I think 7 Days to Die is a good small team. The guys at the Fun Pimps, a bunch of mod developers that decided to make a game that are doing a pretty decent job of it. And they do updates so often. Like, the game will break, and then, like, in a day or two, it's fixed.
Really?
So, like,
not bad. That's not a bad turnaround.
Oh, God. Like, I've been playing... Like, Rust is made by the same guys that did Gary's Mod.
Mm-hmm.
And Rust is a different kind of thing. Like, the survival in Rust is survive against other people, which is kind of like DayZ, but there's more of a crafting element to it. And until I can just player versus environment that with my friends and not just worry about trolls,
right.
I'm not going to want to play it. The same thing with DayZ. Like, the trolls element of it is what pisses me off. The thing that I like about 7 Days to Die is it is more of a co-op based game. It's kind of like what Fortnite is kind of going towards. You know, you make your base, you hang out with your buddies, you have a lookout, you go scavenge supplies, you stay alive as long as you can. And 7 Days to Die does that too. It is just make a base or find a base, make a structure, survive as long as you can by scavenging and then growing your own food and then surviving the zombies. And the zombies just get harder every day. So like as the days go on, like day 14, those zombies come in bigger waves and more packs and more packs and more packs. And then there's specialist zombies. They have these things called spider zombies that run on all fours that will climb walls. So you have to make these like overhangs under walls so they can't climb up. but if you don't, if you just have like a basic fort with a wall, they'll just climb over the top. Kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But you learn pretty quick how to defeat them, and it's not that bad. It's just that when they get inside, anytime the zombies get inside, whether it's day or night, they get really fast. So if you make it a structure and they break down the door, even if it's daytime, then it just turns into a fucking hell.
Yeah, you're not going to live.
No. But, you know, making guns and stuff is really cool. They got different schematics that you discover. So, like, it's not like you just know all these things. You start discovering, like, here's how you make bullets. Here's how you, like, before a certain point, before you find a certain book, you're just scavenging bullets. You find them occasionally in, like, you know, gun safes and things like that. You'll find 10 bullets or whatever. So most of the time you're relying on, like, a sledgehammer or an axe or something. And then out of the blue you discover a book on how to make bullets. And now I find car radiators for brass, but you'll find like fishing weights and things like that, like different sources of lead that I can melt down.
Hmm.
And then I melt down the lead and make a bunch of bullets, and now I have like an arsenal, which is pretty really
that's cool.
Yeah.
So it
they put a lot of thought into the game. It's just the zombies part that's going to prevent me from playing it.
It's addictive. Ask Colleen. She'll probably be doing some of that on her Twitch feed at some point.
What's she do on her Twitch feed anyways?
She hadn't quite got all the details together. She's still working on it.
Is there going to be a PG Twitch feed?
Probably not. It's Holly. She doesn't have a PG mouth.
No, she doesn't.
She curses as bad as I do. But anyways, 7 Days to Die, Dark Souls, and that was pretty much my weekend. And Dota. Like, that's really all I wanted to do, and that's exactly what I accomplished. So, I'll play more Divinity. I'm actually stuck in Divinity. That's why I haven't been talking about it.
I'm going to start playing Divinity this week because I am now done with my classes so I can focus on a RPG.
I need to take a vacation. I need to take a real vacation, not just weekends.
Now, I have a question about Divinity. It doesn't require an internet connection for it to go, right?
No.
Okay, so the big thing with me and my laptop is that I can't connect to Steam while I'm at school.
Yeah.
Firewalls suck. But if I load it on there, it will
play
Steam Cloud.
You play it in offline mode.
Right, but it'll Steam Cloud the save when I do get an internet connection, right?
I hope. I don't
Does
really
it have Steam Cloud?
I don't know.
I guess I could check.
Whose car is that?
That's mine.
But long story, I think it's an easy game to play on your laptop too because all the combat's turn-based anyway. So it's not going to be something that you have to have lightning fast reflexes. It could be one of those things that, like, I've literally went to go do my laundry and I just put it on the battle screen and just left it and then went and did laundry and came back and I'm right where I was at before.
Yeah. And
what is Divinity about? I forget.
Divinity is a turn-based RPG. It's top-down, kind of like Baldur's Gate, but it's turn-based.
That's right. I remember.
So, like, every time you attack, everybody's got a certain turn order. But and then it's very much where you can combine different elements. So like if I cast oil on the battlefield and then cast fire, then everything in the oil will catch fire.
Oh, that's right.
If I have a puddle on the battlefield or they're standing in water, I can cast electricity on the water itself and it'll stun everything that's in the water. Stuff like that. Like it's got kind of that Magicka thing. Like Magicka, you can combine elements to do different things. Not quite that extensive, but you combine attacks together and it makes them better attacks, basically. So it's all about the synergy of your team and how well you do that synergy to make your combat fun.
It is Steam Cloud enabled, so I will be able to do that.
It's worth it. That game's pretty worth it. I think if you're like that older school style of game that doesn't really hold your hand, it is a throwback in a good way.
Yeah.
But anyways, are we ready for a break?
I think so. Did Jason ever talk?
Yeah, we talked about Dota.
Dota.
Oh,
because we're, that's, yeah.
Yeah. We Dota'd it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
All right. So, we will be back.
Break. We goofed off a lot.
This break was so good. I wanted it some more.
been just a light news week and a lot of light everything week.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything is light.
We were kind of discussing game planning what we're going to do, and I think me and Rusty are going to jump into some stuff.
I would if I were you.
We're going to jump into some stuff and some stuff.
Some stuff.
We've got a pretty big back catalog.
Yes.
And
we've got time now. I can fucking play some game.
We are in the void that is July and August for games.
Yeah, so speaking of games, obviously I'll be playing more Dark Souls. We'll be hearing more about that.
Dark Souls.
If you want to see me Twitch feed what I'm doing on Dark Souls, I'm never opposed to that, so I just don't know what people want to watch or if it's too spoilery. If you ever do, though, I'm Nostalgia on Steam as well as on Twitter or just Tiltcast. If you at Tiltcast, I'll get a notification on my phone. If you at Tiltcast and say, hey, Justin, Twitch this, and I'm available, I'll do it. Or at least respond and tell you what I'm doing if I can do it or not. But do that. We'll do some stuff on Twitch. Other than that, I want to kind of get around to the question last week. And last week, I think maybe that we could have worded the word success a little better, but yeah. Go ahead and tell me what our response was and what our question was.
It was with the success, we should have said current success of Star Wars Old Republic as a free-to-play. Do you think this is now a viable model for MMOs?
Well, it being like the number four MMO in the world right now, which I didn't fucking realize, number four, number five, I guess it's not doing too bad.
There's a lot of opinions based off of what other people have played, especially people who play WoW, because people who play WoW believe that there's the WoW master race, and then there's all of the rest. For us that want to broaden our horizons in the MMO category,
yeah,
you know, it has its moments, and there's, you know, it was more approachable for me than, say, Elder Scrolls.
And I think, and to that, Matt gave the response that I figured he would.
Being Matt.
He said, F2P is on its decline as MMOs are. Then he said, laugh my ass off, yep. SWTOR is then, not a success.
With a lot of L's, M's, A's, and O's.
Yeah.
And a couple extra.
I think he was pretty against.
I don't think he liked the game. I mean, I detected some sarcasm there.
It's mad, of course, there's sarcasm.
Just so.
I mean, I played lots and lots of MMOs. How many MMOs have you played to completion there, Matt?
Well, wow.
Wow. You got to call him out.
I'm going to call him out because, it's Matt. But if he was sitting right here, I'd call him out of the two. So
and we get into a really funny discussion.
Exactly. I mean, yeah. Is...
let's put it this way: there are the four of us sitting at this table right now are recovering WoW addicts. Matt is still a WoW addict.
He's playing less of it.
So I still talk about WoW. I mean, I have a, you know,
how much WoW talk did we have last week? I mean, we probably talked for a good half hour about MMOs in general.
That's because all of us played it, so we compare other MMOs to it. It's natural.
Well, it's natural because it was there was Evercrack. I mean, there was Ultima. There was Ultima. I mean,
Ultima. I played me some Ultima. I played me some Evercrack.
My
Age of Camelot.
You know, but I mean, but the standard that everything's compared to is WoW because it's been around for 10 years.
Yeah,
and it's been still going
before
strong
that,
for 10 years.
Everything was compared to EverQuest. Before EverQuest, I think it was Ultima Online.
RuneScape, man, you completely forgetting RuneScape. And now they've got RuneScape's different than what I remember it. It's now 3D style
online and
that.
But I mean, just in general, like the MMO system has changed a lot. The only thing I have with WoW is I've just done it so often I wanted something different.
Right.
Which is why ESO's clicking with me. Yeah. It's different.
But
I'm gonna let that go. I see that. That T-shirt is fucking amazing, by the way. But
which one is it?
Elder Scrolls Online.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But and then our other response was from Eric Lincolns, and he said, I suppose, although it is a Star Wars title, that probably has something to do with the success.
I will grant you that I was big on the Star Wars
part of that game.
How excited were we all about that when it was coming out? And we were all at work talking about it, being like, oh, what are you going to do? What server are you going to be on?
I mean, I was on a beta for that. I love that game. You know, in the beta, I was like...
I still have an authenticator.
You do?
I haven't played it in a while, though. My account's been unactive for at least a year.
I remember, what's its face?
I believe it was Riff. It was such the big thing, and didn't get enough people. Now it's free to play.
Rift? Oh yeah, a bunch of my that was the game that broke my guild in WoW.
Yep.
Because when that game came out, most of them just went to play Rift because they were tired of WoW.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But I mean, free to play has got its thing.
So that'll bring us into our question for next week, which is, what's the last thing you backed on Kickstarter?
I realize not everybody has. I think this would be a great question for John.
Right.
From Carousel, because he's backed like 32 of them.
Right.
is that how he gets his free games?
We could always modify it, you know, in such a way as not, if you haven't backed something in Kickstarter, what would you be willing to back? Kickstarter.
So,
what's the last thing you backed on Kickstarter? If you haven't backed anything, what would it be?
There you go. You ought to just type it up on Facebook right now.
There you go. Yeah. I mean, obviously...
We'll just repost it later.
Potato salad. Just saying. It is the first thing that I backed, but it's important for me to back this particular thing.
It was the first thing I backed? Or the last thing?
It was the last thing you backed. What was the...
Mine was Banner Saga, and it turned out to be a pretty damn good gamble.
Yes.
I really like it. But there's some stuff that spawned from Kickstarter that I'm playing, though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Divinity was a Kickstarter.
Mm-hmm.
Wasteland 2 is a Kickstarter. Banner Saga. 7 Days to Die. Like, these are all games that are on Kickstarter. Torment is on Kickstarter.
FTL was a Kickstarter.
Yeah, that's another one I'm playing. And these are all pretty good games. I mean, FTL is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That turned out really well. I mean... What was that? Oh, what was the...
Shit, I might play FTL tonight.
What
shit.
Was the Star Citizen?
Oh, shit. We didn't even talk about that,
because...
So that actually... We'll jump on that in a second.
Right.
Jason, have you backed anything on Kickstarter, or what would you back?
I haven't yet. I almost did the Mighty Number 9, just...
Just because?
Yeah. Just because, I mean, it's...
Basically...
It's Mega Man.
What about
Reborn.
You? What about you, Earl?
I have not backed anything ever on Kickstarter.
Is there anything that you would back on Kickstarter?
I mean, there was one that a guy I liked from a show on TV. He had a board game. The potato salad was kind of cool, but I have not seen anything that has, because I don't ever go on there and look that much. I started looking at Kickstarter after you brought up the potato salad thing. I don't really have never looked at it. I've thought about doing something on there with someone at work, but
I thought about, you know, the pay all my bills one, but pay off my college loan.
Right. Well, I was looking at that because I'm like, it's not gonna. What would I do for a stretch goal? Honestly,
I don't know. Sign autographs.
you can have a signed copy of my transcript.
You know,
I don't know.
So I'm going to kind of broaden this discussion a little bit with Star Citizen, because I think that's something that is so overlooked, because that is powerful. Do you have the website up? Because it migrated from Kickstarter to its own website because the stretch goals kept coming. And it was... So I'm ballparking this. I want to say it was like the normal video game Kickstarter of like $2 million or something crazy like that.
Right.
And it's up to... After it got funded, it moved to... Like, they're up to, like, $50 million?
I'm actually pulling up the...
This is a crowdsourced game that is going to be a AAA title, where you are... It's a space flight sim. It's made by the same guy that made Wing Commander, if you can think about that.
It looks cool.
They're using Crytek 3 for this quote-unquote indie game that's not so indie anymore.
It's not indie.
Not anymore.
No, he has went to the... He went from... He's... You know, it's his budget has increased exponentially at this point.
Right. I mean, originally he had a stretch goal. His first stretch goal was $2 million, which, I mean,
included, like...
I've thought about throwing some money at this point just because of how big it's gotten.
Yeah, it's just, like, just, it started off as, like, a dogfighting, you know, simulator. You know, in the same idea of Wing Commander.
Wing Commander was tits when I was a kid.
Yeah, I remember.
It came on, like, 5 discs or something crazy. I still have I could dough dig in my cabinet over there.
And find it.
And find that big-ass... It's like the, you know, the CD cases are all stuck together.
Yep.
It's like a little book that's sitting in my case over there somewhere, and it's all the Wing Commander discs all stacked together, but it wouldn't play on anything.
This right here, the current stretch goal for this game right now is 49 million. It is 68% complete to that particular stretch goal. And it's added so much over the time. And then they've got all of the stretch goals with all of the stuff that they've added on. If you go to, if you search for Star Citizen, it's the robertspaceindustries.com.
And they've gone to some great lengths as to how the ships maneuver, like they all, like to the how the thrusters work and how spaceflight works and then all the different weapon systems that are on these things, and then the sense of scale of the whole universe is fucking huge.
Mm-hmm.
This game looks badass. Mm-hmm. I am super into playing this.
They've gone so far now that on their website they actually have it listed for different game packages you can purchase now. The basic one's $30. You get the finished game for your PC with basic RSI Aurora spaceship, 1,000 in-game credits, 2 months worth of hull insurance, which that'll be interesting to see how that mechanic plays out, Star Citizen digital download, Squadron 42 download, and digital Star Citizen manual.
Now, the thing that I've been kind of curious about, are they going some kind of weird multiplayer route with this?
Well, there's a couple different things that's in this game right now. You can currently, you know, if you back it, you can walk around the hangar, and they do have what's called Arena Commander, which does a little bit of the dogfighting. So you can actually play a bit of the dogfighting now. And they're getting feedback from that to improve the gameplay, but they'll be doing, let's see, first person shooter, which will allow you to do like basically station. You know, you've got the main ship that you're, you know, like the carrier ship that
right.
you can go from. Then you go to different planets, and then they're gonna have a first person shooter aspect to it. You can land on planets and do planet-side missions, and they'll have a thing called Squadron 42, which allows you to play with your buddies and do missions in space. But it's also, they're planning on Persistent Universe. I'm thinking that this is probably going to be somewhere on the scale of what EVE is, as far as, you know, size.
So who's going to be the first guy that picks the handle Iceman?
Well,
right.
I'm gonna throw that out there.
I'm gonna be Goose.
But
nice.
But you know, going on with this, they're actually put together some smart packages on the website. So you add $10 more, pay $40. You get three the same ship, but you get 3 months worth of hull insurance.
I'm really interested
and
to
beta
see
access.
What's this whole hull insurance thing?
Well,
that kind of makes me curious.
I'm going to take from my experience from playing EVE. Hull insurance allowed you to basically get money back for your ship so that you can buy a new ship.
Right.
I'm sure that what's going to happen in this is that you buy the hull insurance, and if your ship explodes, then you'll be able to rebuild your ship.
Yeah, so I can't respawn.
So it's kind of like
you'll be able to respawn if you have the hull insurance. If you don't have hull insurance on a particular,
is there some kind of subscription fee going on here? Or?
I think what's going
to
happen.
There's no detail on the website as to what it is.
And this is pure speculation. If they're smart about this, they'll be able to do the hull insurance as part of the in-game credits that you know you get 1,000 of, so that you can buy hull insurance based off of your missions. And if you don't, you'll end up probably with, like, the basic ship that you can't, you know, that you can blow up over and over again. It's kind of the same model as
Why can't you just pay for a game once and play it?
Did you see some of the stuff here? I mean, right now, a lot of this, you know, if you go to the website, you can go to the store and they've got, you know, basically pledge packages that you can buy certain things in the game and help fund the game through the crowdfunding that they're using. And you can buy ship packages, you can buy customizations for your ships, you can buy, you know, all kinds of shit. And I mean, some of these are pretty expensive, but they're...
Well, you know, I play a regular game, and it gives me a customization option when I first start the game, usually.
Well...
That's the critical eye that I'm coming back at this with is, okay, I get spending... This is a game that I'd spend $60 on if it's worth it and be plenty happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that I want to pay some kind of fee occasionally for a game that I'm already playing just so that I can have customization options or a ship that will respawn or, like, that kind of feels shitty.
Well, it depends on how they implement the insurance. I'm not entirely...
I think they got to be careful with this.
If it's purchasable with in-game credits, then that's... basically,
notice my sense of hype fading.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Found the description of it finally. Hull insurance replaces your ship hull in the event of destruction or theft. Hull is replaced with identical model in equivalent condition, effective for a set period of time, currently 1, 3, or 6 months. Must be renewed with in-game credits once expired.
There you go. So it's possible to keep insurance on, you know, your ship by doing in-game missions. Probably it's much like Eve. You can get completely boned in Eve if you have a really expensive ship.
Comparing an MMO to a game, I mean, that sounds bad, but you know what I mean,
right?
Like, well, to the regular traditional game, and that's... I didn't really see this as an MMO experience.
This is going to be an MMO experience. It's a persistent universe, so you're going to run into a situation where, you know, something happens on a planet, it's going to happen to everybody's, you know, everybody's game. You know, so...
Exactly.
They've got really high aspirations for this game, and, you know, if they can...
Sometimes you can fall flat on your face.
You know, if...
I may wait before I pledge any money to this to see how it turns out.
You should see some of the stuff, though. I mean, there's multi-ship packages here. You can buy a couple different things... Let's see. This is a $10,000 pledge.
Good lord!
I mean, there's sticker shock on some of these.
I'm gonna go into the game. $10,000 on something.
Their main 8 packages basically are the first two I described. The third one changes your ship to an Origin 300i, whatever that is. Gives you an additional 1,000 credits, 4 months worth of the hull insurance, and a digital star map along with game soundtrack for $65. $125 gets you an Anvil Aerospace Hornet, which is just different ship, 5,000 credits,
other stuff, Moss.
6 months worth of the insurance.
Yeah.
As well, I mean, as previously described.
I'm sorry, I'm going to drop 10 G's and most spending on something that's real.
Right. Well,
I'm not trying to sound mean or dog on this game at all, but $10,000 can go a long way.
I mean, I'm not sure if anybody's ever actually bought those packages, but it's out there. I mean, you know, there might be somebody out there that wants to back this game. There might be somebody that wants to fund something like
this.
You're
not the money. I say do what you want to do with it.
If I had $1 million...
They even have full ship brochures on here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so...
What the heck?
You know, the website's well thought out.
Is if you're listening and you want to throw $10,000 down on a good cause, spend it on us.
My education?
Listen, Rusty, don't be greedy. there's a lot of stuff we can do with it. It's not just about Rusty. You know? Help pay some bills. Help back a college education. You don't got to pay it all off. Don't be that kind of person. Because then Rusty will get a big head and go, they like me better. But I'm just saying, there's a lot you could do.
Well, it's interesting to see. I mean, this is an example of crowdfunding going towards...
That's what makes Kickstarter so great.
I mean,
if you
want to
drop 10 G's on a game, you can drop 10 G's on a game.
It looks like from the ship models, like, you're actually roaming inside the ship. It's not just...
The graphics better be hell of a good.
They are really awesome.
It looks incredible.
Looking and is two separate things. I can make...
Like on a Battlefield 4 level.
I can make something look good. When it comes out that way, is it really going to be good?
I hope. We'll see. So anyways, did we have much other news?
Not really.
I've got, like, a couple things. If you're a Firefly fan, Firefly Online...
That's amazing.
...is going to bring the whole crew back, you know, voices, but it'll bring the whole crew back so that they have the entire original cast playing their parts for Firefly Online. I'm not sure how well that's going to do as far as an MMO is concerned, because all I saw for video of it was, you know, flying in a direction.
I saw some other stuff for it. It looks really good.
Well, yeah. It's the game's set to release in 2015 on multiple platforms. So
if you can't bring it back in the TV form, bring it back in the mortal form.
It makes...
You'll have so many people playing that.
Yeah. I wish they would have just kept that on TV.
That's hope. Joss Whedon. He's a douche.
No, Fox.
No. No. He released a statement a while back that said, "It is dead. Let it die."
That's because he knows he can't bring it back.
But when they made the movie, he had that statement, do this, do that, let's bring it back. So I'm just saying.
And
let's call a spade a spade.
A little bit of other news. I was able to find that they have confirmed Walking Dead Season 3 by Telltale. So they haven't even completed 2 yet, and 3 is on its way. Though there's obviously no times posted for when that's going to be. Probably another year, like they were for before.
I'd imagine so. I just wanted to finish this one they're on right now so that I can hurry up and finish it.
Right. But
I'm at a point where I think I want to just start over and start playing it.
Just start playing it from the beginning?
Yeah, the episodic thing is so hard.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of how the episodes work because they're so short. I went through the wolf one.
A Wolf Among Us.
I went through that, and I went through each one of those episodes really quickly. I can only imagine having that cliffhanger and then, you know, having to pick it up like 2-3 months later or something like that.
It was stupid. It was so hard. I actually picked up the Back to the Future. I might actually go through that because I found it on sale on the Steam sale. It was really cheap. Say I got the whole series for like less than $10. So I'm kind of thinking about, I mean, that could be something I'd go through. I just don't know if I want to do an episodic game this week or if I want to, you know, make my way through Dark Souls.
I think you should make your way through Dark Souls.
And just do it.
Yeah.
Is that my mission this week?
I think that's, you know, your mission is that, and I'm going to go through Divinity and I'm going to get some time in on that. Though, if you are a Titanfall player, or if you picked up the season pass like I did, the Titanfall next DLC drops on July 31st.
I need to play some more of that, Will, if you're listening to this show, on Xbox One. I'll play that with somebody, if somebody will actually play on the new next-gen console.
Aww. I'm playing on PC.
You know, the only thing I've played multiplayer, I still play more multiplayer on PC than I do on my console because I never fucking see anybody doing anything on Xbox other than watching fucking Netflix. Fucking stop it.
Well, that's what Xbox is for. It's for the entertainment home.
I just... there's a guy at Will named Will up at work that I tease incessantly about the whole Xbox thing just because nobody's ever playing
it. You know what? Seriously.
And I would love to play it.
How many times do I gotta say, want to play some Gears in horde mode or whatnot? You just need to text me.
Well, you know, it takes two.
Right.
I didn't know this.
Well,
you could have reached out yourself.
about you, Earl?
What
about you reaching out?
I don't have Xbox One.
Xbox 360.
Oh, I don't have the internet. I don't have Xbox Live membership.
Oh my God.
What's well, your... listen, when you're when you got other stuff, that's
if fine. You had it, would you play?
Yeah.
Okay.
But whenever you're back, when you got a little couple things that are backed up, sometimes you just have to let go of some things.
August 31st, Shadowgate, you know, is another Kickstarter game. The that is going to be releasing for PC and Mac on Steam.
You know, Wasteland 2 is set to launch next month.
Really?
For reals.
Seriously.
Wasteland 2 is an August thing.
All right, so...
I'm just going to go buy another t-shirt.
What's charge?
But
I found some bluegrass. That was
thanks,
what I wanted.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Everybody I can't watch it, bluegrass. But I don't know. Have you ever played Shadowgate?
No, I haven't played Shadowgate.
Shadowgate is an old game that came out for the NES. I remember this game because this is the game that got me in trouble with gaming. The very first game that actually got me in real trouble.
How did it get you in trouble?
Because I played this game. I went over to my friend's place, and I had this game, and I was going through it, and it's basically kind of like a point-and-click adventure. It was one of the first ones. So you tried to find items and get your way through there, and you would always get, you know, it's... you'd get stuck. Well, the NES booklet that comes with it also had a number for a tip line.
So oh, that you kept on always get you in trouble.
Call
dude.
The tip line yeah, because yeah. this is an era before the internet.
$2.99 a minute, my
you
friend.
Betcha. So
and they will put you on hold like a mofo while they get the information.
They didn't put me on hold.
That's what some of
this guy was amazing. If I remember correctly, he was more than willing to walk me through every bit of this.
Just wait, let me walk you through it. This is tough.
Of course.
Yeah. And you're right. Young, you don't know no better.
Right? So I'm sitting there on the corded phone with the NES controller in my hand, and I'm playing this game, and of course, he walked me through basically the entire game. And I'm like, played this game through to completion, and he's like, congratulations, you beat the game! And, you can go ahead and enjoy the credits, and just remember what I told you, and bye. And click. Didn't get into trouble until about a month later.
How much was that?
Mom's phone bill came back with a couple $100 in there.
Mine was Batman, and I couldn't get it was Batman, and I couldn't get the riddle figured out, which was the human brain, and you had to kill them after you got the Minotaur. You would get there, and it was I have eyes, but I cannot see.
Right,
it was the brain. But my guy kept putting me on hold. Well, hold on, let me check some information. I'll be right back. And mine was about $150 phone bill.
Yeah, see, that's
freaking crazy.
But back then, you know what though? That's back when they were like, have your parent or guardian at all. That wasn't the disclosure. It was
right.
Like, call and get help.
Yeah, call and get help. Dude, I learned my lesson. Let's see, that's pretty much all I've got. You know, there's a lot of, you know, wrap up from the Destiny beta that happened. But outside of that, that's pretty much it. Is there anything that came out that's going to come out this next week?
I really like Risen. Risen 2 is okay. Risen 3 is coming out, and it's going back to the swords and sorcery bit, basically. Mm-hmm. It's kind of... Risen 1 was a different kind of game. It was kind of a B video game. It wasn't on the level of Two Worlds, but it was kind of a small studio RPG, you know, third-person action game that, for one reason or another, had pretty awful graphics when it came out for 360, but I enjoyed the hell out of it. Risen 2 was a pirate RPG.
Right.
Which was decent, but not amazing. It looked pretty good, but, like, just the story was kind of goofy. It makes fun of itself a lot. Like, I know the guys have a sense of humor, and I feel like the writing was okay, but it just wasn't real strong. Not like Risen 1 actually had a fairly compelling story and a fairly decent system for how everything worked. So, Risen 3, I'm actually fairly interested in, just because I am a fan of that series. And it's not that I'm going to hate on, like, American studios and what they do with this kind of stuff, but I like, it's just a different kind of fantasy game. I suppose You are playing so much footsie with me.
Sorry, I was trying to put my foot back. Oh. Listen, you're kind of sexy with that beard. You know, hey, I can't help myself.
Mine's not as thick as yours, buddy.
Well, it's about the thickness. It's about the appearance sometimes.
You know, my thing is, I went to go get my hair cut, and I said, I want a beard trim, too. And the beard trim ended up being just about scalping my face. So
did you go to the room?
I didn't go to the room. I usually go to the same person every time. They had this new girl that was cutting my hair, and she just...
About butchered you.
She just cut it way too short. I felt like a peeled onion. Jeez.
Bless you.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. So I'm trying to thicken my beard back up. It's just taking a while. Right.
It happens.
But what the fuck was I talking about?
I don't know.
Talking about good stuff.
Thanks, Earl. I appreciate that.
I don't know. God damn.
Oh, do you get the shudders?
I do. I like it.
Oh, that's entertaining. I wish we had this on video. It's like a muskrat. Like a nervous rodent, you know, like a nervous animal, like they just, the shudders. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like spraying a cat in the face with water and just watching him, like, freak out.
Yeah.
That is Earl's reaction right now to sneezing.
I hate sneezing at night.
As opposed to sneezing in the day?
Yes.
It's worse in the day, I'm telling you.
It is.
I don't know what the hell I was talking about. We got stuff coming out. We're going to be playing it.
Right.
There's not a lot of news. I know Last of Us Remastered came out, and they're doing a fairly smart marketing campaign at everybody's favorite or not-so-favorite gaming store, GameStop. If you have...
We don't have any problems with GameStop, do we?
No. We know the people that we go to.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, I've been going to the same store, or the same two stores now for 5 years, as long as I've been back in Tulsa. And the same people treat me really good and know what I like. And we'll talk shop and ask me opinions about what's going on. And I know that a lot of them listen to the show. They like what we do. They support us. Anytime we've put out flyers or talk about something new we're going to do, they're always trying to help us promote, which I always thought was really cool. And that goes for any store. I mean, like, you could go to a Walmart and have terrible staff. Well, I guess typical of a Walmart, that'd be the case.
Right.
Let's compare it to, like, an Arby's or something like that. You go to the same fast food store all the time, and some of them really suck and some of them are okay. It depends on who works there. Like, today I'm kind of on a fuck-it diet thing because I just don't give a shit with it being my birthday this week or next week. So I've been going to the same Arby's, like, you know, once a week for a million years. And the people there are like, what do you want? And then they like, I know you want this. This is what you like. And then they see me coming in. It's like, hey, I got a piece of chicken here ready to go. Do you want a cordon bleu? I was like, yes, I want a cordon bleu. He's like, I knew it. I knew that's what you wanted. He's like, and you want bacon on it. I was like, yes, exactly what I want on it.
Of course I want bacon.
And if I could tip that guy, I would, because that would be weird tipping a guy at a fast food restaurant.
Well, you can tip
it's
a guy.
It's never wrong to tip a guy at a fast food restaurant.
You know, and at some point I may, because those guys are fucking awesome at that Arby's. It's around the corner. But if I go during the day crew, like, those guys fucking suck. But the night crew is badass. So it's the same, you know, guys that are, like, been doing this forever. You know, they're working a shitty job, but they've got a good attitude.
Yeah.
I like those guys. Yeah. Same people like fucking Price or Jess over at the fucking GameStop. Those guys are badass. They're working a shitty job and they keep a smile about it and they enjoy, at least they seem to enjoy what they're doing over there. So, you know what? Those guys are cool. But anyways, GameStop is doing an offer where if you had it on PS3, you can trade in the disc and get it at half off on the remastered edition, which means $25. For me, I haven't bought any of the DLC on PS3. Because it sounds like a fucking race car when I turn it on. It's so loud. So now that the remastered version is out and it's $25, it's my birthday week, I may just go buy it and trade my game in.
Okay.
You know, it's my birthday for me. I'm going to go buy Last of Us. It's a new game out, and I really like that game. And some people say it's overrated. Fuck you. That game's fucking amazing.
Just
eat
fuck you.
Eat shit and die.
Eat shit and die.
I love that game. It's linear, yes. Its storytelling is great. The characters are believable to a point, and the combat is fun after you get used to it. But the storytelling in that game is awesome. I really like Left 4 Dead. It is not overrated. It is the best game
Left 4 Dead?
Last of Us.
Caught you.
It is the best game on PlayStation ever.
Zombie games or zombie games?
You know what? Some zombie games are good. Some zombie games suck ass. But that is a zombie game that is good, if you can call it a zombie game. Play it sometime. You'll enjoy it. It's good.
Of course.
So it's the survivalism aspect. That's really, like, the whole zombie apocalypse thing, it's not the... It could be any kind of protagonist. I don't give a fuck. It's really, like, I like Fallout. You know, the whole, like, Mad Max. I love fucking Mad Max.
Right.
It's like the world after civilization has collapsed thing. I don't know what it is about it. Like, there's a point where I want to spend, like, a couple years in Alaska for no reason other than, like, live in a cabin. And then eventually get back to technology. That's the part I'm going to have a hard time with.
Technology. I can't disconnect now. Don't disconnect me from the Matrix.
Like, I really wanted to do that. Last girlfriend wouldn't so hard on that idea.
No.
You're fucking crazy.
I want to move to Portland, but nobody wants to, you know, nobody wants to let me.
But I'm just, in general, since I'm not going to realistically be able to disconnect for that long, maybe I'll play some games that are kind of like that, because the whole survivalism aspect is pretty enticing to me. You know, and when games play it off real well, I tend to like it. Or just that dystopian, like, this is what could have happened kind of thing, just kind of, or
so,
could happen.
So you really like the Book of Eli?
Dude, Book of Eli is fucking amazing. That is a badass movie.
It is.
That is such a badass movie.
When I watch that, I'm sitting here going, this is definitely...
This is Fallout the movie.
This is Fallout the movie.
It's got Gary Oldman in it.
But I heard it's also a remake. And the twist at the end is amazing. Also, it's a remake from Sean Connery's movie.
Is there a Sean Connery movie called Book of Eli?
No, but it's an adaptation of that movie.
Mm.
And I forget the one, but
it's got Denzel in it. He's a fucking badass actor,
but,
too.
But yeah, the other one you don't want to watch because it'll make you think differently of old Sean Connery.
Oh.
Now, Book of Eli, God, I love that
movie. We watched that on our cruise.
That first scene when he's in the brush and it's all through that green filter and he comes up with a gas mask and uses the bow to shoot the, was it a rabbit or something like that? Like, I looked in and I was like, am I watching Stalker? Like, what's going on? Oh my God, this is badass. And then I could actually get my parents on board with it because there is, like, some weird, like, religious overtones with it. But
it does, but...
Not to a egregious effect. It's just the whole setting and story of how it progresses is fucking badass. God, that movie is cool. That movie is so cool.
I had to bring that one up because I saw that it was on, I think it was on, like, FX or something like that. And I watched a bit of it, and I'm like, yeah, this is awesome. You know, when nothing else is on. But, yeah. Fucking Eli. Loved the fucking, you know, the end to that movie, too.
Oh, the end was amazing.
I still don't want to, I don't want to spoil it for anybody who hasn't seen that movie, so.
Book of Eli?
If you still haven't watched that movie, you need to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, and then I originally had it on DVD, and then I got it on Blu-ray, made the parents watch it. Like, my mom and dad, despite the religious overtones, like, are huge sci-fi nerds.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my mom is the one that's like, Edge of Darkness came out, and my mom's like, hey, do you want to go see that? I'm like, hell yeah, I want to go see that. She's like, I'm taking dad too, so we're going to go see it. You know, usually we'll see it on a day when not everybody's at the fucking theater.
Right.
But... like, that's something... my parents just love fucking sci-fi. So, like, Book of Eli was totally up their corner.
Sweet.
Usually if they don't drop too many fucks in the movie, they're usually okay with it. So, my parents were never Aliens or Predator fans, so I kind of had to watch that.
I was never an Aliens fan.
Really?
I don't know why. I just couldn't...
Aliens 1 and 2 are amazing.
Yeah.
I know they are.
Aliens, Alien and Aliens 2. Like, Aliens 2 is really good.
Alien, it's Alien and Aliens. Aliens.
Yeah.
You gotta get that shit right.
Right. But... Aliens is amazing. That's my favorite one. The auto turrets are cool. I like the auto turrets.
That was the one with where they end up going to the planet. The Marines were in the... they were going to a dropship. Yeah.
Yeah.
I still remember that shit. That's been a minute.
I rewatch it every now and then. Actually, Trent got some of it on Blu-ray and then gave me his quadrilogy or whatever the hell you want to call it.
Yeah.
I don't really... 3's not bad, but 4 is just a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
So, like, I watched 4 one time in high school, and then that was done with it. And then 3 I saw multiple times on TV. I actually didn't see 3, the real cut, until I finally watched it on DVD. I was like, this is a totally different movie than what it is on TV. What the hell?
Yeah.
But, Where the fuck am I going?
I don't know. We're just off in fucking La La Land at this point. So
this. Thanks for bringing us back around, Rusty. Right? I appreciate you. So at this point, we already covered our question for this week.
Yep.
New games coming up, Jason?
Not really much.
Not a damn thing, other than the DLC that we've already been talking about.
Yeah, I mean, there's DLC for Dark Souls coming out every month. July, August, and September. You get three packs. $10 separately or $24.99 if you get it all at once.
Yep. You got Last of Us Remastered on the 29th for PS4. Rogue Legacy's coming to all the PS networks. Ratchet and Clank to PSN. Vita. Firefall on 29th for PC. And then you got Swapper coming to the PlayStation networks. Sacred 3 coming to PS3 and Xbox 360 on the 5th. Let's see here. Metro 2033 Redo on August 26th for PS4. That's really it.
Jeez, Jason.
That is scraping the barrel.
So, play your shit on Steam. Play your back catalog. It's not like some of us picked up a bunch of cheap shit on Steam. Or, you know, you got some of the free games coming out. I know Dishonored comes out next month on Xbox. Games for Gold. Hey, look that up real quick. Games for Gold and then PlayStation Plus.
Yeah.
Because I think Dishonored's a pretty high-quality game.
Games for Gold is easy. It's right here on Reddit. Mm-hmm. You got Dishonored, Strike Suite Zero.
Strike Suit.
Yeah.
And
the game's not bad.
That was the Japanese game that we talked about a while back.
It's the director's cut. And you also... that comes out with... at the same time as Crimson Dragon. And then from the 1st to the 15th, you can pick up Motocross Madness as well.
What about PS Plus? Do we got anything on that?
Motocross Madness.
I'm trying to find it.
Silence on a podcast.
Right?
Oh my god. I said Ditto Motocross Madness, but nobody commented, so...
I'm not familiar. I don't know either. You're just saying stuff.
I am. Stuff.
I just posted the customizations for Dota 2 on the Facebooks. Take a look at that.
And then... PlayStation 4 games for... for August will be Octodad.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Poor Octodad.
And the Swapper.
Kind of hoard herself out.
Swapper's good. I need to finish that too.
PS3 games will be Saints Row the Fourth.
That's
And Far Cry 3.
Those are two pretty good games right there.
Yeah.
And the PS Vita will have 1001 Spikes, and
that game's getting a lot of press.
Yeah, it is.
Atelier Rarona Plus.
It's getting to that time of night where we're starting to.
It is.
All right.
So that I am going to end this show.
End it.
Why end it?
I got some Dota to play tonight. I'm feeling the itch.
I've got to drive home to get to.
We have Friends of the Show. We have For the Love of Gaming. We have Ale Sports Podcast. We have
Pizza.
Back episodes of the Carousel Podcast.
Pizza.
We have NoQuarters.net and VMFcast.com. Pizza. Along with TVGP.TV that do good things. Find us on the Twitter and the Facebook. On the iTunes or the Stitcher.
I'm upset with Stitcher.
Rate us on iTunes. Give us a little bit of love or give us a little bit of review.
The reviews are always
But know
good.
That we're mostly active on Facebook and Twitter. Twitter, when I get around to it, but I do post something weekly usually.
I try to post something on the Facebook every so often, so.
Yeah, but more so than that, just for discussion or random bullshit.
Are we on FaceTubes?
You know,
yep. We're on YouTube, but honestly, haven't posted a video since last year.
No, not YouTube. Talk about FaceTubes.
I don't know what the fuck FaceTubes is.
It's
FaceTubes.
Just like eBook.
What?
Bro, you're so... I'm gonna slap you.
That's what I call Facebook at the house. The FaceTubes and the eBook.
Oh, man.
Now you know we're tired.
That caught me off sideways there. All right.
All right, with that, we are ending the show. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
And Earl says bye.
Go so long and farewell.